Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Lisa Yard, graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. Today in Bajan History, we look back at the story in the Barbados Advocate of July 29, 1983, which reported on the 25th anniversary of the Women's League of the Barbados Labour Party. Members gathered to hear a lecture highlighting the often overlooked contributions of women during one of the most significant periods in Barbados' history, the years leading up to emancipation. The presentation focused on the rise of the free colored population in the late 18th and early 19th centuries, a group that emerged between the island's white ruling class and the enslaved African population. Historian Professor Jerome K. Handler described this period as a crucial stage in Barbados' development, as free people of color expanded their involvement in commerce, acquired property, accumulated wealth, and gradually secured greater civil rights before the abolition of slavery. While history has frequently highlighted the achievements of prominent free colored men, among whom was Jacob Belgrave, who owned a significant amount of land and enslaved peoples, and merchant London-born, whose commercial activities reached far beyond Barbados, making him one of the most successful businessmen of his day. The 1983 lecture drew special attention to the remarkable women whose enterprise, determination, and courage helped transform their communities. Many free colored women operated retail shops, taverns, and inns, using their profits to purchase property and, in some cases, to secure freedom for themselves, their children, and other family members. Their businesses provided not only economic opportunities, but also a pathway to independence in a society that imposed severe racial and social restrictions. Among the women remembered was Rachel Pringle Polgreen, one of the most successful entrepreneurs of her era. The daughter of an African mother and Scottish father, she established a thriving hospitality business. At her death, she left an estate of 19 slaves and considerable property of houses and lands. Other notable businesswomen included Nancy Clark, Mary Bella Green, Betsy Lemon, Hannah Lewis, and Betsy Austin, all of whom found success in the operation of taverns and inns in Bridgetown. Their achievements demonstrated extraordinary resilience in a society where opportunities for women of African descent were severely limited. Perhaps the most celebrated figure discussed was Sarah Ann Gill, a prosperous free-colored woman and devoted Methodist. At the time when Methodists faced hostility and persecution, Gill used her influence, resources, and unwavering faith to support the church and defend the rights of the disadvantaged. Her courage in the face of threats and intimidation earned her a place among Barbados' most respected historical figures. The message delivered to the Women's League in 1983 was clear. These women were more than successful entrepreneurs. Through their determination, sacrifice, and leadership, they protected their families, advanced the interests of their people, and contributed to the gradual dismantling of barriers that upheld slavery and inequality. As we reflect on this story 43 years later, we remember these pioneers as true, valiant women, women whose strength, enterprise, and courage helped shape the Barbados we know today.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.